Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 690, Art Doodles, recorded live on June 27th, 2019. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, The Storm.
And I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we're switching things around a little bit tonight. We were originally planning to have Masters on. There was a little bit of a schedule conflict, so we are going to try to have him on next week before I head out to Orlando for the first Outpost. Which is pretty exciting and pretty daunting, and the fact that I still have kind of two slide sets to finish. But we'll get to that in a little bit.
Lord knows he wouldn't actually have his stuff done.
You know, I actually have been like trying to plan all the slide stuff and everything for like the past 2 months. Some of it doesn't rely on me, which is good, but I'm the one putting it together. So it's like I'm trying to tell all the folks I'm working with, hey, I need your stuff so I can put it in the slides. If I don't get the stuff, I can't put it in the slides. So
I need stuff. I need stuff.
Right. So at least part of the onus isn't on me, but it's still kind of like one of those things like, guys, we need to get this wrapped up here.
It doesn't matter. It's always Dust's fault.
I'm a good scapegoat. I take it. So we have a little bit of housekeeping like we normally do. So GT, how did game night go last week?
Went really well.
That's good.
Me and Pins had a big old time in Super Fiesta and SWAT.
Yeah.
It was kind of a light night with some other things that were going on. It tended to not be very busy on game night.
Yes, and what he's talking about is the Halo Bowl, which again is the charity tournament that we host alongside other Halo podcasts. We had 7 this time around. We had ourselves. See if I can do this from memory. Drunken Halo, Podcast Evolved, HCS Pro Talk, Halo Conversationalists, The Captain's Report, and Gaming Under Fire, which is not a Halo podcast, but they've been kind of grandfathered into it since it started out being the Bad at Halo show. So those were the 7 podcasts. It was going to be 8, but the folks over at HCS Weekly thought they were just being teammates on the HCS Pro Talk team instead of being their own team. So that was a little bit of confusion. So it ended up being 7 teams. We had 7 rounds of pool play to get the top ranked teams. And then from there, it was going to be double elimination bracket to the very end. We obviously did not win. I didn't expect for us to win, but we didn't do as well as I thought we would be able to do. We got knocked out in pool play. We got 5th place.
Well, we made top 5.
Top 5 out of 7 ain't great.
It's not 7.
This is very true. There were definitely some points during the night and during some of the games that I thought we could have done a little bit better, even kind of with the lack of practice that we had. But there was one point where I forget which team we were up against. I think I can find it here. Was it Podcast Evolved? No, it was... Oh, maybe it was Podcast Evolved. No, it was Gaming Under Fire. When we were matching up against Gaming Under Fire, I think it was, one of their players kept disconnecting whenever we launched the game. So this happened about 7 or 8 times, and we were feeling good from our first 2 rounds. We didn't win our first one, but we weren't expecting to going up against... the Halo conversationalists, since they're... Wait a second. No, it wasn't Gaming Under Fire. Drunken Halo. That's what it was. But we started off pretty well, and then after we had those issues of disconnects, we just lost something there. I don't know what happened, but our game went to crap, and then by the time it finally got back, it was too little too late, so we got knocked out in the pool play round.
Oh. So see, you should have just showed up to Friggin' Friday instead of practicing.
Yep. 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 Would have had a lot more fun, that's for sure.
No, you know, me and Pins had a fun time. I think we did. We streamed till 10. Well, 11 Eastern time.
Good.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. Halo Conversationalists were the ones that took home the championship title of the Halo Bowl, followed by Gaming Under Fire. They were shoehorning in some really good people that they haven't had before, so kind of tipping the scales to their favor a little bit. Might have to play dirty and do that next year. Unfortunately, I'm still the weight that's in the backpack, and Keys did a fantastic job being a backpack, but with me and Comfile in there, it doesn't work very well.
Maybe you need to make a phone call to some certain X343 employees. May or may not have been professional gamers.
if I'm picking up on which one you're talking about specifically, I do have his cell phone number.
Yeah, I kind of figured you did.
And I'll be seeing him this coming weekend. Or not this coming weekend, next weekend. Oh, geez. So, yep, congratulations to Halo Conversationalists. They took home gold. Gaming Under Fire took second. Drunken Halo took third. We ended up fifth. From the fundraising side of things, we did actually surpass our goal. And we ended up raising $46,075.
$4,600.
Wow. I'm really having a night. $4,675. And that puts our grand total during all 4 years of the Halo Bowl at $12,175. So we've raised enough money to make 3 go-karts. Halo Conversationalists will get preference on where to send the go-kart that was raised for this one. And I'm thinking for the third one that's been kind of collectively raised, we might try to do a council of where to send it. I've got a couple of different places I would like to send a go-kart. One being my hometown of Houston has one of the largest children's hospitals in the country, if it's not the largest. And then my brother works at a hospital in North Carolina, so he kind of chimed in and said, hey, we could use one over here. So I'll be putting my nominations in for those, so to speak. And overall, it was really good.
If you would like a kind of a neutral place, we do have a children's hospital here in Kansas. In the middle of the country, that I'm sure that they would be greatly appreciative of.
Duly noted. So we will be back again next year, hopefully a lot more well practiced. And That's probably rightfully deserved. Sure.
Sorry, I had a moment of deja vu.
It was still a fun night. We had a good time. It was a little frustrating there in the middle, but it was all for a good cause. We had really good competition in there, and I think a lot of people were entertained. We had one person who's a disabled vet that was in the stream donate $2,000 on his own. So that was incredible. Penn started out with the highest donation, as he has for the past several years. And he got blown out of the water. Sorry, Pins. Yeah, but it was all for charity. It was all a fun time, and looking forward to doing it again next year, for sure.
Maybe we ought to look at doing some type of small gift for the top 3 bidders.
We did something like that in the past with them doing a different fundraising platform this year. We weren't exactly sure how things worked out. And I don't know if I have to go back and check, but whenever people donate, I don't know if there's an email address associated to it. So even if we wanted to reach out to them for a giveaway item, I don't know if there's an easy way to do that unless they were actually watching the stream. But it is something that we toyed around with. We wanted to kind of keep the giveaways simpler this year. Mudcat kind of requested that.
You can't get much simpler than that. Because that's not really anything, because it's just whoever the top three donators are get free stuff.
Well, and the last time we did this, not the one in December last year, but before then, Halo Bowl 2, we gave away probably 50 different things. It was crazy. Yeah,
that was too much.
Yeah. So we drastically simplified this time, and we'll slowly work our way up if we want to for next time. But
I think one every half hour should be plenty.
Yep. So we'll work that into the one for next year. So that's what we've been doing. That's what we've been up to. Moving on into our news segment, we've got the latest Halo community spotlight. We've got a couple other little Halo articles, and we'll touch on some community news as well from Halo fan projects. So let's go ahead and kick it off with the latest Discovery Dispatch. This one is focusing on the laser tag combat deck. They've been releasing a lot of these lately. Yes. This is a 20-on-20 experience. They have a picture of a lot of the... what's the word I'm looking for? Objects, walls, crates.
Cover,
there obstacles. We go. As part of this arena, and it looks really cool. They have a whole respawning system integrated in there. It's a whole red versus blue type thing inspired by Halo 3's Foundry. It's a 10,000-foot square arena with a huge big team battle vibe going along with it. This will put the Boomco thing from San Diego to shame. And I told some people at E3, I tried to get that San Diego video up on YouTube before Outpost started. So I've got to try to work on that on Sunday.
Yeah, you might.
Or I'll do it on Thursday when it's 4th of July holiday. So yeah, we'll see what happens. Laser tag is going to be a lot of fun for me personally. I remember, I don't know what laser tag stuff that you have around your area, GT, but around where I grew up, we had Laser Quest.
We had the original laser tag.
Like that was the name of the place?
Well, when it started, there was only one, and it was called Laser Tag.
Oh.
That was it. And yeah, I'm sure it hasn't changed much. It's basically what paintball is too, except for you don't get shot with paint. Don't get me wrong. It sounds like a lot of fun, but laser tags never tripped my trigger.
Tripped your trigger? I haven't heard that term before. That's kind of funny.
God.
I'm sorry. Am I showing how young I am?
Showing how old I am.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry.
Gonna start showing up with a cane here.
Funny thing that you kind of mentioned paintball, because John Friend posted a tweet earlier this week saying someone was saying how much they really liked paintball, so they were looking forward to this laser tag experience. And John said that it's definitely not paintball because you're not getting shot and everything, but if you like the paintball experience, then you're gonna like the laser tag experience.
Yeah. The only real difference between now and then is the guns are more accurate and you have more sensors. Originally you started out, you had one in the center of your chest. Mm-hmm. That was it. You had to hit that sensor to register a kill. But now they've got a lot more options. Let's put it that way.
When I was growing up, which I know is nothing compared to your experience, but Laser Quest had the one big thing on the front, the one big thing on the back, the two shoulders, and then the gun could get hit as well to disable the gun for like 3 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. You would not believe the gaudy guns that they used to have. I mean, they just they were horrid. I mean, think B movie, B sci, you know, B series sci-fi movie.
It almost sounds like the kind of the cheap kits that you would buy to, for home.
Yeah, the professional ones weren't much better.
Yep. So that's, I'm really looking forward to it. I am curious to see what the PAX is like, what the laser tag technology that they're using is like. Based on the picture that is in the update, looks like you have maybe 4 or 6 sensors on a chest vest with some on the shoulders and some on the back. Doesn't look like there's any sensors on the gun itself. But I'm looking forward to it. Plan on taking my GoPro again.
Sounds like it'd be a lot of fun.
Pins is saying, don't forget the laser rifle. I don't know if that's to ring a bell for you or not.
Oh, yeah, it does. Thanks, Pins. I feel older now.
Oh, that's good.
Just another remember, you're right there with me.
This is true. This is true. He has a point. On other Outpost news as well, the 3-day VIPs for Philadelphia sold out.
Cool. Wonder how many of those that actually is.
I'm sure I could ask and find out whether or not I would be allowed to share that information. I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably not. Yeah. My guess for the VIP stuff.
Get there early and see how many people go through the VIP line.
There you go.
On the first day. There you go.
I'm guessing maybe 500 at least.
I was thinking probably more, you know, between like 750 and 1,000.
I could see it up that way. Yeah. So that is our latest Discovery Dispatch. I don't know if we'll have another one before Orlando or not. We'll just have to wait and see.
Oh, by the way, thank you to all the VIPs for funding this traveling show for us. Thank you. Appreciate it.
There you go. We're sold out 3-day on Orlando and 3-day for Philly.
Cool. Hopefully next year I can actually go to one.
All general admission for Orlando on Saturday is sold out too, I believe. So yay!
Yay!
It'll be good. I'm looking forward to it. Even though I do have a lot more stuff to do before getting there, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I'm super excited. My wife's super excited to come to the Philly and Houston one as well. I'm sorry. I'm sad that you can't be there, though.
That's all right.
Hopefully there is a year or two, and hopefully there's something a little bit closer to you so you can go.
I've got enough on my plate without conventions or traveling shows or the little bit of free time that I have. I don't have really that much time to go do that stuff right now anyway. So,
well, hopefully one of these days we will see you rejoin us at a convention of some kind.
Oh, it's on the books for next year, by hook or by crook.
Yay. Next year's going to be a big year.
Well, yeah, that's kind of why I'm going, is I really wanted to go to PAX with a Halo launch year, you know, a year that they launch a new Halo game, and you know, because I just want to be part of that at least once. It probably will be the only time that I go to PAX, but
I think
I would like to go there.
I think you picked a good one. I think this is going to be we'll put it this way. This is either going to be a really big, I think, successful push in the right direction for Halo again, or it's going to be kind of the last big hurrah. From what I've seen, I think this is going to be a push in the right direction. So hopefully it just gets better from here.
Yeah, well, we'll just have to wait and see.
And if you go over to Unishek's Twitter right now, he posted this about an hour and a half ago. He has a rack of weapons in kind of a UNSC style crate that you can take a look at.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Very much interesting. 20 on 20 is going to be insane. It's going to be good. but it's still going to be insane. All right, moving on over to Husky Raid. It's back in our rotational playlist, which is going to be a lot of fun. We've got some new community-made maps. You may have heard us talk about some of the Husky Raid stuff from the Forge Hub contest, and these are none other than those Forge maps. And the ones that we have are Blood and Stone by Larger Fiend. We have Classified by Certified Champ. Containment Breach by The Grim Dealer. Dominus by Harry McClarty. Downfall by I Need More Bleach. Gutter by Randy355. Hallows by Sika Mechanico. Probably butchered that one. Harmony by Mistress Yami. MA08B Production by I Need More Bleach. Metawave by Randy355. Mofields by Mistress Yami. Omission by Temp Firefox 00. Palmyra by Icy Hot Spartan. Putt Putt by Who's Blaze, which is a nice throwback to Chiron, so I might have to go in and play that one. I'm so excited for that one. Right on the Control Room, which looks really awesome. That one's by Unsorted Guy. Reclaimed by Larger Fiend. Sandbox Raid by Harry McClary. Sleipner by Mags Die and Certified Champ. A Solstice Vista by Minister Muffin. Stand Clear by Julian Oz 1224. Swamp Fever by Certified Champ. Oh my gosh, how many of these are there? And Traverse by Unsorted Guy. There's a whole lot of... Did they add like every contest mentioned in here? Jeez.
I don't know. That's quite a bit.
That's a lot.
This Sandbox Raid? This thing... They recreated Halo 3's sandbox map and then put their map in the skybox above it.
These look freaking cool.
Or Sandtrap. No, Sandtrap?
No, it's Sandbox. Sandbox was sandbox. The Forge version of Sandtrap. Yeah. You're right.
No, Sandtrap was the big team map, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It was the original. And then Sandbox was, they kind of took that, put a night theme to it, and then made the top area and the pit.
No, Sandtrap was the map with the elephants on it, right?
Yeah. Sandtrap was that map, and then Sandbox
was the Forge canvas.
Yeah, you're thinking it right. You got it right.
Anyway,
we played some of these. Yeah, and we actually played some of these right after they announced all the winners in customs during one of our community Dragon Fridays. We had a lot of fun with them too. Some of them we didn't play, but I know the one that stood out to us mostly was the MA08B production, because I think that was the closest game that we had.
Yeah.
There's some really cool concepts and designs in these maps.
Yeah, there are. I look forward to getting in there and playing those tomorrow. Remember, right? Yeah, tomorrow. They went live today.
Mm-hmm. And they're here for 2 weeks. Took over Halo 1 Anniversary Throwback.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else is this weekend, which I probably won't play because of Outpost? Warzone Turbo! I might just have to get a game in at some point to get my fix. We'll see what happens, but... So, yeah, that's kind of a shortcut to the playlist update. So we've got Husky Raid returning, taking over Halo 1 Anniversary Throwback, and Warzone Turbo coming in hot. So how many maps was that? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 22 maps. That's a lot of variety.
Yeah, it's nice.
That playlist probably has the most variety of any playlist, period.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this. The original person who made Husky Raid was a guy by the name of A Husky Old Guy, and he made this back in Halo 3.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me wonder if 343 has ported that original into MCC. And if they haven't, that would be a good idea. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
No, why would they do something like that? It'd make sense.
So go check it out. We'll be checking it out on Fracking Friday because we love some Husky Raid. That's, would you say that's probably one of our most favorite game modes within the community?
Yeah, Super Fiesta still beats it. But yeah, it's fun.
Well, I don't know if anything's going to be Super Fiesta from now on. But yeah, it's definitely one of those things that I think before Super Fiesta, it was definitely up there for.
Oh, it was up there at the top before Super Fiesta came along.
Then there's still Team Bubble Bath.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't think they'll ever put that one in matchmaking. I think that'll crash their servers.
Well, I mean, Customs is supposed to be running on servers now, right?
Yeah, well, that's only one instance. Can you imagine that in matchmaking? I don't think there's a computer in the world that could handle more than one instance of that particular game.
Maybe Scarlet.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
That would actually be a pretty interesting stress test. To Team Bubble Bath on a Project Scarlet console when it comes out.
Oh, we will.
Oh, I've got to. Whoever gets a Scarlet, unless there's a Halo one then, and I buy it at launch, someone needs to. We need to play Team Bubble Bath with someone on a Scarlet and see how the frame rate does.
Well, see, it doesn't work unless you got a lot of people, though.
No. Like, we can get a lot of people on it, but we just have to see, like, for whoever has a Scarlet, let us know how the frame rate looks from a Scarlet and see if actually the server's keeping up with it and being able to send all the stuff to. It makes sense in my head. Yeah, we can get everyone that's on like regular Xbox Ones in, but at least have someone with a Scarlet who can see if the fidelity holds up, if the frame rate holds up and everything.
Well, I plan on getting one, and since Halo is a launch title, I would imagine it's going to be there. You know, I imagine that there's going to be a whatever they call it, Halo Edition.
Mm-hmm. I will not be getting the Scarlet unless there is a Halo Edition. Because otherwise, I've got a gaming PC that is well set up for more than what a Scarlet can do.
Well, I mean, we can do the same thing with PC. I mean,
right.
I mean, even, you know, my old PC still will outrun a Xbox One X.
So it'll just be interesting to see how Super Fiesta holds up.
Yeah.
Moving over to our community update. This one is posted by Snickerdoodle. We've got lots of doodles, lots of artwork, lots of videos, stills, and all that fun jazz. We'll start at the top, which is a piece of, I think this is a render. Is it? Do you think this is a render? Oh no, it's a drawing. Oh wow.
Yeah.
It's a really detailed drawing, but it's kind of a mix between the King Leonidas Spartans with kind of like the Greek influence. And it even has a Greek hero's Achilles helmet and cross Halo Spartan. So it's a really good kind of mix of the two. Inspired by 300, of course. And this is done by Chris Mastery Productions on Instagram. Very well done. I think we've mentioned this machinima before, just in passing, but Bacon Media's Operators Machinima has been receiving some very high praise. It's 20 minutes long, which is one of the reasons why I haven't watched it all yet. I've probably watched the first 2 minutes and just went and instantly responded to him on Twitter saying, dude, this is amazing. Yeah, I still haven't watched the whole thing yet. Sorry. It's really good, though. Bacon Media is probably one of the best Halo machinimators out there right now, at least doing Halo 5 stuff. And he is very talented. He's definitely made a lot of progress since I've been keeping track of him. Go check it out. It is worth the watch. He has a lot of other great content, some of which we've mentioned on the blog before when we were trying to do Machinima Mondays and everything. So give it a watch. It's really nice. We've got Yumai Mango doing a cover of Ghosts in Glass. on piano, which is pretty nice. Another little tangent. Keys knows how to play the piano as well. It's kind of funny because Keys is good at the keys. And every once in a while, when we're waiting for a match to search in matchmaking or something else, he'll serenade us with his music and try to put us to sleep. But he's really good too.
Go upbeat, Keys. Keep it moving.
calling you out there, Keys. But no, it's actually pretty cool because he'll go through a few little ditties and he has some Halo stuff in there as well. And it's just like, that's really cool that we've got someone in our community that has a little bit of musical talent as well. Good on you, Keys. We've got some artwork, lots of artwork from little kind of post-it note drawings of Master Chief, all the Master Chiefs from Halo CE to Halo 5. We've even got a portrait drawing of Kilo 216 from the Deliver Hope trailer, which GT, I think, is kind of on the money, which looks like it's possibly a pencil drawing.
Looks like it was done with colored pencils.
This kind of artwork just still blows me away with how people do this. We've also got a really good Banished Atriox.
Yeah, it is.
And this, again, is also by hand. I don't get how people can do this by hand. Like, just that kind of talent just blows my mind.
Yeah, I get it. I've done some drawing in the past, and I'm nowhere near this level. But, you know, it's truly amazes me that the level of detail and such that they put in these drawings.
Because it looks like it's done by, well, I mean, they could be professional artists by trade, but just the amount of detail and lifelikeness that these things have, like right now, it's just without words to describe it.
Mm-hmm. Pens in the chat say it's lots of practice. Yes, it is lots of practice, but you have to have the desire to want to do it.
And the patience.
You know, you have to have the drive to continue to practice to get better at it. Yeah, with any skill, the more you do it, the better you can get to it, but you have to want to get better at it.
It takes a lot of time and dedication to get that good at something.
You know, it's like one time I, just for giggles, I had, you know, one of those magazines that had the art test on it, where you draw the little mouse head. And the only stipulation was you could draw it however you wanted. It just couldn't be the same size. It had to be bigger or smaller or something. And I drew it, and then I set it right next to the mouse, and I duplicated it. It was the exact same size.
Wow. I guess it just goes to show how hard it is to translate it or transform it.
Yeah.
Without just directly copying it. So this is done by The Game World, and he's a self-taught artist. And from his Twitter bio, he says you could find his artwork on your Xbox One. So I guess there's probably a lot of stuff that he does regarding art. So there you go. We've got an elite with a flower crown. I don't know if that's necessarily supposed to be half jaw, but
no, that's the way they drew it. It's half jaw.
I mean, that to me, yeah, it's not quite the white silver armor.
But jaw. Well, in Halo 2, he's in white armor. So that's
a white cool armor little piece.
Jaw's missing on one side. Yeah, that's half jaw.
Okay. There's Master Chief. There's cosplayers. Not like actual cosplayers, but drawn up cosplayer type thing. A really cool mix of Halo Infinite with Master Chief in the ring, a Halo Guardian in the broken part of the ring, or not Halo Guardian, a Guardian. Mm-hmm. And Cortana's drawn in front of the Guardian, so that's a really cool pencil drawing as well. Pickled Gear has some stuff being spotlighted on this. And there's also a nice drawing of, I'm guessing that's the Pillar of Autumn and the Installation of Force, what that's supposed to be.
That's what it looks like.
That's kind of the vibe I'm getting. And then the pixel art. It's really cute.
Yep, we got pixel art of the UNSC and Covenant weapons. Looks like it is from
Hashaha.
At least three of the game. At least three of the games, as far as the assorted weapons.
Yep, because you got shotgun. Looks like you got two different snipers, Spartan laser, saw, railgun. So
two spikers, you have the Halo 5 rocket launcher.
Yep. Got the gravity hammer.
You got the Halo 5 railgun.
You've got the focus rifle. Yeah. So Halo Reach. You've got the
spike
grenade. Yeah, it's a mix of maybe almost all the games. You've got the sticky debt. You've got Reach 3, 5, and CE at least. Got SMG, so that's Halo 4, probably. And Halo 5. Or not Halo 4. Halo 2 and Halo 5. 4 introduced the original Saw, so I don't know if that's kind of an homage to that. Halo 2 has the Brute Plasma Rifle. Oh,
like Needle Rifle. It's a mix of games.
It's cool. I like it. We've got some more artwork. Any of these other ones kind of stick out to you before we kind of move past the art?
This one of the control room is kind of neat, or library.
With the Infinity in the background?
Yeah. It's got it's an exterior shot of the library in a desert scene with the Infinity flying over it.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the Infinity look small.
Yes, it does. I didn't realize the library was supposed to be that big. Or maybe the Infinity is just way off in the background.
The only other one I can see is the one from Lady Ambient. Got a watercolor drawing of the Chief and his Hergok from, let's see, it would be First Strike.
Chief and Ascendant Justice is Hergok.
Yeah. The book First Strike.
Right. Okay. Sorry. Yep. Now I'm tracking. Yeah. Yeah. It looks like
going to color. Fix the engine.
There you go. And Master Chief with the iconic Needler as well, which is a nice touch.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've go on to some cosplay. We've got a Master Chief holding up a Flood. I think that one is really cool with the lighting effects and the Photoshop touch-up. This one is not that difficult to tell that it's actually a picture this time. You can actually tell.
And then you got the health pack.
Yep, then you got the health pack. Hope to see some of those at Outpost, especially in the laser tag area. I think that'd be a nice little accent to the arena.
That'd make you have to find one before you can go back in the fight after you get shot.
yeah, you like activate and hold it up to your thing to like respawn you or something. That'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah. I got some pencil drawings here that look pretty good.
I think my favorite one from this pencil drawing set is probably the Kig-Yar.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
The Kig-Yar, it's actually really detailed. Looks really good.
I like one of the comments that like the Kig-Yar is saying is, "Arr, pop music, no good."
That's one of the more simple doodles, but yeah, whoever did it did some really good stuff.
It's done by Draw Me Skyline on Instagram.
Got a and good then one, Master Chief. Looks like the Infinite Master Chief. And got Doodle of June.
Noble Team.
Yeah, did all of Noble Team. See George over off the side. Six-wheel drive Warthog.
Warthog truck.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a Warthog truck? Just random tangent.
Well, it's seeing it's a military vehicle, it'd still be called a Warthog. But it would have some weird number
associated to it.
You know, identification.
Well, the Warthog is, at least in Halo 2, I know it, but it's the M12 LRV.
Mm-hmm. You know, which stands for Light Reconnaissance Vehicle. So,
HRV?
Light Utility Vehicle, or so, yeah, who knows?
I have to ask Grim on that one. And then we've got a little bit of a comic sketch as well.
And apparently Halsey says something that gets Chief in a miff.
But we don't know what yet.
Nope, we don't know what. We've got a wood carving here that looks really good.
That looks really, really cool.
And so I think I found my favorite thing of the whole post. Buddha Chief.
Buddha Chief.
Buddha Chief.
I saw this one when it was first posted on Reddit. And it got a lot of good feedback from it.
Got Buddha Chief.
It is really cool.
And we got a shot of the AI enclosure from Reach.
Using the Reach keychain, which I've got right here. Yep. I don't know if people can see it, but yep, it's the same keychain.
And we've got a little Spartan, what looks like a Mega Construct Spartan. Finally, after a month of saving, I bought a golden rec pack. And he's holding a gold rec pack card.
Look, Ma, I got my gold rec pack. My first gold rec pack. Yay! There's some forging videos. There's a forge showcase done by Soldat Ducrist. And the showcase is called Last Bastion. And then there is a speed forge done by Unsorted Gaming. And it's his building of the new Halo Infinite control room. And you go watch that. That'd be cool to watch.
And you got the Road to Infinite teaser, which is a mix mash of existing Halo game footage as far as cutscenes and other media.
Mm-hmm.
It's done really well. I highly recommend you watch it.
And we've got Halo Infinite reaction stuff.
Brought him to tears.
It was definitely a very emotional trailer. And we've got some screenshots and renders.
First one looks like they're paying homage to the Halo 3 trailer. What was it?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember Starry which Night? Trailer this was. Was it the Starry Night one?
Yeah, okay. Where Chief wakes up.
Oh, yes. I guess the perspective threw me off, but yeah, that makes sense.
At least that's what it looks like it was inspired by.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But that one is by
Benefit Bin. Yep.
Let's see.
Next one is by I'm Candied Connor. And this...
Yeah, I don't know how he got that screenshot.
Yeah. My guess is that's possibly... Well...
I don't know.
That's possibly a render.
Just right falling off a cliff or something. You could have maybe, I don't know.
My guess is that's a render because I don't even recognize the environment from any game.
It's got a halo ring in the background.
Yeah.
It could be renders as well. This last one is... This last one could be a render as well. They don't say, so...
This one seems more like a screenshot than a render. I've seen screenshots. All these are screenshots? How is...
Don't know. I don't know.
Okay. I guess he could be holding a sword and the sword is being hidden by the AR in the first one. The second one, I'm wondering how he got rid of his... that could be like maybe a frame of where the weapon's switching. Maybe.
Could be.
Have to ask Receptor on this. He'd be the expert in being able to tell us.
Yeah, I honestly don't know.
And we've got some tweets.
Yep. Primordial 117's at it again.
Yep.
With your Independence Day screenshots.
Sorry.
Amazing what he does with Forge. Bet you they never thought the HCS armor would be used for that. Red, white, and blue.
Oh, yeah, he is just not the helmet. Okay. And then Poston's replied with Captain America saluting him. Which makes sense. It's basically Master Chief cross Captain America at that point. Let's see, anything other notable tweets on here? The Halo 3 Valhalla in Unreal is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, Vin Warrior, who used to write some articles for us, he has a new proposal for Halo Legends 2 article that he posted over on his blog. And he had some, he had Eisel VFX, or Eisel VFX, I forget how you say his name. But he did some more renders for Vin Warrior for the article, and of course they look awesome. Smashing. Yep. Oh, like this one from Unishek. When you pick up the sniper and it's the little girl running away with, I forget what she's normally running away with. It might be like milk or something. And then it's the Halo 3 Starry Knight Master Chief running for her with her holding a sniper rifle. It's a pretty cool meme.
Yep. Then somebody took the Avengers Endgame poster and put Microsoft and employees' heads on the bodies.
All the different like top people that were in the press brief for E3. They got headshots and they photoshopped them in. Bonnie Ross is Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Greenberg is Tony Stark. And then you've got Phil Spencer as Captain America.
Of course. They did a really good job. I mean, they actually even got the lighting right on the photos. With some exceptions. But
I mean, within the confines of what they had to work with, they did a pretty good job.
They did a really good job.
Mm-hmm. They really did.
They even got Major Nelson in there.
Who is he supposed to be? Is that... It's not Doctor Strange, is it?
I honestly don't know. I don't recognize the costume.
I'm looking up the poster right now just to see who is in that position. Oh, no, that's Bruce Banner. That's the Hulk.
Oh, okay.
So Major Nelson is the Hulk. Doctor Strange is not in the poster. So there you go.
And then to wrap up, we have one snickerdoodle overkill in Rock and Rail.
In Rocks and Rails.
Rocks and Rails.
On Rock and Rails. Truth. No, you're right. Rock and Rail. Yeah. My bad.
Truth.
So that's the community spotlight. And then we've got a couple of other community projects that we'll go over to wrap up tonight. Make kind of a short show. Installation 01 has been pumping away at their bi-weekly update, although the last one they did was on the 9th of June, so they kind of missed their latest bi-weekly timeline there. So calling you out, guys. Where's your next bi-weekly update? That's not bi-weekly anymore.
Yeah.
So they've got some concept art that is being kind of built up and used to help kind of lead their vision a little bit. It is of some outer space concepts. So you've got some different class of UNSC cruisers, and I don't even know. I honestly need to get better about classifications of ships, especially in the Halo universe. I need Unikraken to give me a rundown on how to properly identify and determine what kind of class a ship is, as far as like a cruiser or a carrier and all that stuff. Big ship. That's all I just have to. It's a big ship and a small ship. So a lot of stuff being kind of drawn into outer space with these kind of concepts. There's also someone that they've brought onto their team by the name of Orion. And apparently he did some development for an alternate menu for El Duido. And he's worked on creating one of the first interfaces for Simu, which is a Wii U emulator. So he sounds like he's definitely in the realm of being able to mod stuff and create some really cool PC content. But he's working with the Installation 01 team now. His main background is programming. He's been playing around with Unity for some time, so it kind of makes him a pretty good fit for Installation 01.
Cool.
Yep. So Jafet Meza, who they've termed in the update as the Mexican Marty O'Donnell, has put out even more music. There's a list of tracks in a YouTube video that Jafet is calling a sketchbook. So there's 8 different pieces of music in this sketchbook. So there's sketches to go along with the music that he has in the video. So it's worth checking out a little bit. They're also looking for more positions to fill on the Installation 01 team. So if you're looking to get involved in the Halo project, then there is space for you. And the Blame Bean is a picture of Greg in the sun in the sky. And that's it for our Installation 01 update. Over on the SPV3 side of things, we are actually going to have Masters on next week to talk about that instead of tonight. We have a couple of things that we are expecting in this update. So this is going to be the 3.2 update, which will include the last half of the Halo CE campaign that has been touched up and remastered. And I think in addition to the extended the Silent Cartographer mission that they did, they're doing another extended mission in the second half of the campaign. So there will be another extended long version that they're working on. And they've also incorporated Project Lumoria, which was another PC campaign mod, which I think has been around for probably 5-6 years at least. I don't remember when the origins of it was, but I do remember seeing it over on Halo Maps when it kind of first got its start. But that project has been picked up and continued on under the SPV3 umbrella. So within the SPV3, there's going to be 2 different campaigns for you to pick and choose from and explore in this update. They are targeting a release, I believe, next week if everything goes well and they get all their bugs fixed. If not, at some point in July. But hopefully we'll get to hear a little bit more about that next week with Masters on. We're looking forward to that. We've got a couple of updates from... which one was it? The folks behind Article 2 Studios, Operation Trebuchet. So we mentioned before that they had to start reworking some of their assets. We haven't seen too much more on what they've been working with, but they've been working on some new audio to include in one of their ODST campaigns. This is the First Contact OST. First Contact is the new kind of campaign that they're working on, and they've got some music to go with it. So that's all that I've seen in the Discord so far. We've got a couple other new projects, which I've found from other Discords that I'm a part of. So there's a project called Iron Hammer, which is a Brute story, and at some point we'll try to get these on the show as well. But for the time being, Iron Hammer is a fan game that takes you on a crusade through the Brute homeworld to face new enemies, use new weapons, drive new vehicles, and explore new locations. The entire experience is set in the first person using Unreal Engine 4, and they've been showing off some of their weapon concepts and designs. They've got a lot of the standard Covenant stuff, including some, like all the needlers, gravity hammers, plasma pistols, and all that kind of stuff. It's definitely a little bit of a different art style, but it's kind of unique to what they're doing, so that's kind of cool to see. Hopefully at some point we can get them on. There's another project called Genesis, and it's a fan game that will have single player and co-op campaign as well as various multiplayer modes, including Invasion. The story will only be revealed through teasers and updates that they're providing. There will be some classic multiplayer, but with some notable differences to certain game modes. There will be playable elites, which I know is kind of a thing in the community. It's being developed on Unreal Engine 4, and it's currently planned to be released on Windows and possibly Mac down the road. And there is also another project called Project Talon. This one is going to be a 2D platformer with special movement mechanics such as wall jumping. It should have a main storyline, side quests, and other RPG-like elements. They have a website and a SoundCloud for some of their audio stuff and an Instagram. Just search for Project Talon. And I think that's all the new projects. We do have a little update from Downfall. Marky, who was one of the audio guys over at the Downfall Project, Stronghold Interactive, left the team last week, so now he's no longer with Stronghold Interactive. Left on good terms, nothing bad from what happened. It's just his life priorities changed, and now he's no longer a part of that team. Nothing new on Corral, nothing new on El Duido that I've heard of, other than just kind of trying to fix a couple bugs. And I think that's mostly it. Not a lot of news has been going around as far as the community projects. Summer Legion for Griftball for the AGLA is still going on. We don't have any updates on what the next Forge Hub contest is, so it's been a pretty light month. And kind of with the Infinite announcement, that's not a surprise.
Not a bad thing either.
No. It gives us a little bit of a break, which is nice. And with Halo Outpost coming up, that's also a nice relief.
Mm-hmm.
So just to give a little bit of an update, I did talk about this with DJ on the podcast that we did with him last week, but one of the panel people that I'm working with on one of my panels thought it might be something that I should mention on the podcast. And I don't know if I've clearly laid out what I'm doing as far as my involvement with Outpost is. But in case I haven't, I will be hosting 6 different panels across all 5 locations. The 6 different panels are a community panel, which will kind of discuss how the community grew up and evolved around Halo, how Halo has influenced the community, how the community has influenced Halo, and kind of the mutual relationship that exists between both different entities within the Halo franchise. There's going to be a podcast panel that's only taking place in Philadelphia and Chicago. You'll have all the major Halo podcasts there. We'll be talking about what we do to record podcasts, how we talk about updates and news, and how we kind of focus in on our particular interests, kind of giving a little bit more of a view into what the podcasts are and what the podcasts focus on. And we might touch a little bit on the technical details of how we record podcasts and edit them and post them and all that kind of stuff. That panel is a little bit on the back burner because I have 4 panels out of Orlando that have priority. So that's that. There's going to be a community projects panel. So all the PC fan games and mods, we're doing a panel at every location. It'll be discussing what mods are, what fan games are, and have a little bit of a showcase of what those projects are doing and what their goals are. There's also going to be a Forge panel, and that is getting a lot of prominent forgers, some of which that you've seen as far as contest winners you might see at one of these panels. This will go over the evolution of Forge since the kind of initial concepts of custom games and Halo CE all the way to the Halo 5 Forge mechanics that we have today. And then each location will have their own little time frame to talk about their speciality, what they really like about Forge, and demonstrate their own their own particular taste with Forge or showcasing certain ways to do things. There's also going to be a Machinima panel, and this one's going to be only at Philly, Houston, and Anaheim. I've been working with some machinimators to go over what the machinima process is like on Halo. What is machinima? How do you make machinima? Things to consider when making machinima, that kind of stuff. And then an opportunity for those producers to showcase machinimas that they've worked on or what they are working on, if they care to give any kind of tease. And then finally, I've been working with 343 and Hershen to plan a game show panel. This will be hosted by Sketch and run by me, and we'll be giving away Halo Wave Outpost Discovery exclusive prizes at these panels. So if you're going to an outpost and you want a chance to win exclusive outpost merchandise without necessarily having to pay for it, then you'll definitely want to attend the game show panel, because we're going to be giving stuff away to winners of different game shows. We've got lots of cool ones lined up, like Password, Pressure Luck, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, Family Feud, all that kind of stuff. So it's definitely worth checking out.
Oh, you were able to get Vanna?
No.
Jeez, get a guy's hopes up.
Who knows? Maybe I could get Jen Taylor to be for the panel.
That actually would be hilarious.
That would be actually pretty cool.
I want video of it.
Have Steve Downs be the host and have Jen Taylor be revealing the letters. That'd be kind of, actually, that'd be kind of cool. I might have to ask Sketch for that one to see if we could possibly get that one for maybe one of the outposts. That would be actually pretty funny and really cool at the same time.
Yeah.
So those are the six panels that I'm doing at Outpost this summer. So I hope to see you all there. Hope you all get to come by and drop by. I unfortunately will not have this little special trinket that I've ordered at Orlando, but if you see me at any of the outposts after Orlando and you come up to me and you say, "Keep on fragging trucks," I will have a little something to give you. And it'll be like, I'll give them away to the other like people in the community that I know as well. But if you listen to the podcast and you come up to me at an outpost, if you can say it to me at Orlando, I'll still give you some Podtacular swag. But come up to me and say, "Keep on fragging trucks," I will have a little something to give you at Outpost. What that is, you'll just have to wait and see.
And don't ask me, because he hadn't told me either, so.
I need to tell you.
One hadn't showed up in the mail either, so. Yet.
Well, they're still being made. That'll do it for us tonight, unless I've missed anything, GT, that you're aware of.
Probably, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. Well, we'll call it a night for tonight. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Sorry for those listening live for the late start, and for those that are downloading the show, schedule mishap with Masters, but we hope to have them on next week. Hopefully we'll get that schedule figured out and we'll be able to have them on for next week. Also have plenty of opportunities to record at Outpost, so you'll probably see multiple episodes get released the following week. We'll see how crazy I decide to go with the microphone. It might just be something where I might just enjoy the time for the first Outpost and not really worry about it and worry about it later, or I might go crazy. We'll see. You can check us out on all of our social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can also check out our streaming platforms, where we stream our podcast, Fragging Friday, and Achievement Streams every week. That is all just found by searching for Podtacular. We have our Fragging Fridays hosted by GT at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. My Achievement Streams are on Sundays at 10 o'clock. I might cancel the one for this week, depending on how ready I am for Outpost, so stay tuned on that one. Sorry, Laird. I'm going to try to keep it up there, but we'll see how schedules turn out. And next week, since I will be in Orlando by the time the podcast is normally started, we'll let you know on social media when we decide to change up podcast schedule for next week. As far as our Spartan Company update, we still got 18 of the 31 commendations, with the most close one that we have to completing is killing an enemy Spartan from long distance. We've got just a little over 300 to go, so not too far away on that one. We've got First Strike, which is earn the first kill in the match, and that one's a little over 1,000. That's our next closest one, followed by Splattering Someone, which is 800 to go. And you guys know where our last two are, because we say them every single time. And they will never change. you can also check out the Halo Loot Crate. They extended it a month, so if you head on over to lootcrate.com/podtackler, you have the opportunity to get yourself the final crate of the year 3. And Loot Crate, I think this is still happening right now, but they are having a summer sale. Yep. If you use the code SUMMER50, and this actually applies to all crates, but if you use SUMMER50 at checkout, you'll get 50% off any crate subscription that is a 1 month, 3 month, or 6 month subscription. So, if you want the last crate, which has Noble 6 in it, for half off, podtackler.com/lootcrate and use SUMMER50, that's all one word, checkout. And that's going to wrap it up for tonight. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Thanks everyone for dealing with the mishap of the schedules. Hopefully we'll get it rectified here pretty soon. Can't wait to see some of y'all at Outpost. I'm excited. I know GT's not going, but hope that you're excited to hear what comes out of Outpost.
That'd be interesting.
Sure. All right, everyone. Thanks again for tuning in. Till next week, keep on fragging them trucks.